This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Father Alexis here with Thomas today. We are continuing through our chapter in the book of Acts. Yesterday we heard about St. Philip the Deacon and how he shared the message of Jesus with Simon the Magician. We will hear more about this Simon today. Hey Thomas, what's our chapter?
Acts chapter 8.
And the verses?
Verses 14 through 25.
Tremendous. Let's get started.
Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet, he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion of this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this brokenness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me." So when they testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the Gospels in many villages of the Samaritans.
Beautiful, Thomas. Thank you. We are continuing our story in the book of Acts. Remember how Philip the deacon went to Samaria and preached about Jesus, and how even Simon, who used to practice magic, decided to become a believer? Well, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard about the new believers in Samaria, they sent Peter and John to pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit. Although the Samaritans had believed in Jesus and were baptized, they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. We can think of it as when we were baptized. Right after our baptism, there is a special prayer in the church called chrismation, where we ask God's Holy Spirit to fill us. But these new believers in Samaria were not yet filled with the Holy Spirit. So Peter and John prayed for them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Simon, remember him, the man who was a magician until he believed in Jesus? Well, he was amazed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he offered to pay money for this ability. But Peter told him that the Holy Spirit's gifts cannot be bought or sold. They are freely given by God to those who believe in him. After our baptism, we too are filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us, guides us, and helps us grow closer to God. It's not something we can purchase or earn. It's a gift from God to those who believe in him. Faith in Jesus is not about seeking power or miracles for personal gain. Simon's mistake was thinking that he could use God's gifts for his own benefit. Instead, our faith should be about loving and serving God and others. Thank you, Thomas. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.